So now we've got somebody who's had to get up really early for us. He's in New York, and we're obviously here in London. It's Dr. Robert Leahy, and he's on the line.
Thank you.
There you get a nice round of applause on here, Doc.
I feel better already.
Yeah, I know. Internationally renowned psychologist Dr. Robert is the director of the American Institute for Cognitive Therapy, honorary lifetime president of the New York City Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Association, and author and editor of over 21 books. He's just published his new book, Keeping Your Head After Losing Your Job. What happens to folk when they lose their job initially? Sudden loss of confidence?
Well, a lot of bad things happen to people. They get depressed, they worry, they have insomnia, they have thoughts of suicide, they feel helpless, their self-esteem is affected. Longer-term effects, Steve, are pretty bad. In one study where they followed people for 23 years, people who had been, you know, unemployed more than a couple of times during that period, they were 2.5 times more likely to have died. So in other words, the rate of mortality was 250% higher for men.
Really?
You have increases of cardiovascular disease, increase of alcohol abuse, increased smoking, physical health. You name it.
What's interesting is, you know, you mentioned lowered self-esteem.
Yes.
And there's almost this complete embarrassment. And I know there was a drama on TV over Christmas in the UK, and it showed a guy who'd been made unemployed.
Right.
And in fact, his family didn't find out for several months, or certainly several weeks.
Because he kept his secret.
He was hiding in a cupboard in the morning or whatever.
Right.
You know, he's getting dressed as if to go for work. And that's just, I mean, that just, what must that do to you, that shame?
What happens with people who feel ashamed is that they isolate themselves. I had a neighbor I was talking to about a year ago, and I mentioned I had been working on this book, and he said, you know, he had been unemployed, and the worst time for him was when he got up in the morning because he felt he could not leave his apartment till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He didn't want people to see him. So the consequence of that, of isolating yourself, is that you don't engage in any rewarding behavior. You don't connect with your social network. Here in the United States, what's intriguing, Janie, is that 44% of the people who get jobs through their social network. If you're isolating yourself, how do you get a job through a social network?
How then can you help somebody who's recently become unemployed? How can you motivate somebody who's recently become unemployed? What can an unemployed person learn from it?
Well, there are a lot of things that you can learn from it. The first thing, I think, is to validate your own feelings, that you're going to feel sad, you're going to feel angry, you're going to feel anxious, confused. These are human feelings, that, you know, just simply saying to somebody who's unemployed.
So you accept those and then move on.
Right. Validate your feelings. You're a human being. But then ask yourself, how long do you want to feel stuck in that feeling? So the second thing to think about is you have to take action. You actually have two jobs. One is finding a job, and the other one is taking care of yourself. The research actually shows that, sadly, the time during the day where you feel worse is when you're actually looking for a job. But if you look for a job, you're more likely to get a job. So people can say, well, why don't you look for a job? But it is a very sad time of the day because people feel that they're going to be rejected. Having said that, you need to schedule every hour of the day, if you can, with activities. Some of them can be related to your job search, your social network, getting involved in volunteer work, looking at, you know, acquiring new skills, if that seems relevant. And I think for a lot of people, that might be a very empowering thing. Exercise. A lot of people who are unemployed seem to become quite passive and overeat and overdrink. There are a lot of things that you can do. One way of thinking about it, Steve, is that you can think about the time in between the last job and the next job as a time where you have plenty of time. You have time to do things that you didn't have time to do when you were working 40 hours a week. So you can exercise, you can take a bike ride, turn yourself into a tourist in your own town. You know, go to the free museums or go to the library or watch some films or spend some time with your kids. I think sometimes people think that unemployment has to be all bad.
At time of recording this interview, Doctor got up very early for us, something like 7 in the morning. So there you are in the BBC studio in New York. Are you going to go out for breakfast now?
I already had breakfast, but I got up at 5:30.
Oh, my goodness, why?
Steve, you're worth it. You're worth it, Steve.
He's got a work ethic.
That's a good work ethic, getting up at 5:30. You don't do that every day, though, do you?
I get up at 6:30.
Oh, my goodness. That's not quite right.
Here in the United States, we say that you work like a dog. In Europe, they say he works like an American.
Yeah. The new book, Keeping Your Head After Losing Your Job, is out now. And thank you very much, Dr. Robert Leahy.
Thank you, Steve.
I got that name right again, didn't I?
You're doing very well, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.